The department have responded to a letter that I had written out of concerns for the wider facilities in the Strabane area. The Dublin Road Industrial Estate is undergoing substantial work, but there's also a road service site there. And I was writing about that, and in response, I also received information in relation to the Derry Road office, which is going to relocate to the Erne Road, where the Jobs and Benefits office and Dard office is. This is a part of the changing programme of road service, but it does give me some concern that we're going to end up with another Derry-like building in the town centre. This particular site of where road service is currently based is going to be the future home of a new modern leisure centre facility, which will be delivered under the City Deal money. But the question is, when will that actually be delivered? And in the interim, this building will be lying empty. When I've questioned road service about it, they've said that there's only two of their workers now operating out of that building, and they have to relocate in line with what is required by that office. So I can understand the need to change, but overall this won't be overly welcome until such times as that particular building is replaced by a new modern leisure centre facility.
And indeed, we have seen in Strabane derelict buildings, particularly in the Liskey Road and in the Curly Hill, they've fallen into such a state of disrepair, and it has led to some antisocial behaviour.
Yes, unfortunately, in most of any locations that are left derelict for a period of time, they are subject to antisocial behaviour. Strabane is no different, particularly if the sites aren't secured in a way that is expected of them. But the problem really exists here is a lack of communication and cohesion between government departments and local council. The council should have been kept up to date about road services plans, particularly given the intention of the council to purchase that land for a future leisure centre facility. That doesn't seem to be the case. We're going to be sitting in a situation not all that far away where this building is going to be lying empty, and I really would have questions as to how it's going to be secured in a way that it's not going to look like an eyesore given its location on the Derry Road in Strabane. There's also wider issues with road service as well. You know, we've seen recently there are workers on strike, and the workers in road service, particularly in this local area, and I'm sure many others, have been treated appallingly by the department in terms of what they're being paid, how they're being mistreated. Workers who have retired or left organically for whatever particular reason aren't being replaced. So there seems to be an overall downsize of the workforce, adding further pressure to the existing workforce. So that really brings me back to the question of how this building isn't viable. It really seems that the department are doing this deliberately, and by default now this building is left with two workers and the rest working or operating in a hybrid fashion, whereas if road service were actually replacing workers, as they should, because there's enough work for them, this building would in fact remain for the future, in my opinion. But road service seem to be changing how they approach these things.